gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Dino Sassanis.
Here to play you some music during the show, but also open to your reptile questions and your behavior questions. So give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. It will take out any odors, and I guarantee it. It is the only one that I will tell you that actually works. So you need to go onto their website and order it. Order the starter kit. It's only like $19.99. So in order to take out those odors, it's worth it. So, SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Also, if you're looking for that perfect treat for your cat, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the way to go, a five-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at vitacraft.us. You can also get it at walmart.com, and you can find it in your pet stores. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. If you enter the promo code PETS, you could save 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. Looking for a calendar for 2026? Check out HashitBookGroup.com, and please join me in Italy next year with Colette Tours. 800-581-8942, and the booking number is 1382-009. This is Talkin' Pets.
I was young, full of fire, not too bright, head in the clouds. I might have been the chosen one. In the last millennium, I was flying high, feet on the ground. I was faster than the seed of sound. I could have been the chosen one. So I played my guitar in empty spaces. Now and then there were crowded places. I saw the film, I wrote the song. In the last millennium, looking in a mirror, there's a young man going gone. Yeah, he's come and gone in the last millennium. Swear it isn't over, but you can't say that for sure. Was maybe you need a better place to run. You swear it's still inside you, but when the music doesn't come, you got to ask yourself the question, is it done? Said and done in the last millennium. So there I was, but here I am. He can do things better than I can. If I knew now what I knew then, in the last millennium, well, I find a way, hit the road, all of the tickets we never sold. If I could do that somewhere then, in the last millennium, but But looking in a mirror, there's a young man come and gone. Yeah, he's come and gone in the next millennium.
And that is Gino Cesani, and the name of that song, I would imagine, I think I know what it is, but...
It's called In the Next Millennium, In the Last Millennium, but it actually, it's bad.
I thought it was good.
Yeah,
it was very good. What was wrong with it?
What was wrong? I'm in a chair here. I didn't realize you put me in this chair, and I can't play on a chair with things on feet on it, so I was...
Oh, I could have given you the tall chair.
I know, I forgot.
I thought it sounded fine, great, but everybody's critical of their own work.
Yeah, it's good. I'll play it some other day, and you'll hear it, and it'll be something. Yeah.
We'll trade out the chair at the next one.
Great thing, it's your work, so only you know what it was.
100%.
It was great. It was amazing.
And Michael plays, and he's a musician. Let's see if I can say that word. Musician as well.
I love it. I loved it.
This is what we call cascading. I don't know if you're familiar with that term. When everything just cascades.
It's all good. It cascades in a good direction, though.
Yeah, there you go. So.
Well, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Cesani.
Michael Hambrick.
So everybody says a lot of times on the show, we just deal with dogs and cats and all. Whoops, that's me. Sorry. But this time we are dealing with reptiles. But we are still open to your dog and cat behavior questions. So, but if you've got a reptile, like even a tortoise or a snake, well, Gino knows his snakes like there's no tomorrow. So if you've got a snake question, now is the time to call. 818-818-6401. But, you know, I wanted to ask you because I know one time you brought in with you a tortoise.
I have brought tortoises. Yes, I did.
And I never knew, but there's all different kinds of tortoises.
Well, of
there's a leopard tortoise.
Leopard tortoise. There's Chinese. Tortoises, there's Galapagos. There's Redfoot.
Horsefield? Is that how you say it?
A what?
A Horsefield tortoise?
That one I'm not as familiar with, but... Yeah, I mean, there's hundreds of them.
Most people just know the Galapagos, right?
What's that? The Galapagos tortoise is like the most famous one. Mm-hmm. Those are...
That's the most common?
Well, it's not common at all. It's actually an endangered species,
right.
But it was made famous by Charles Darwin. Mm-hmm. Charles Darwin based a lot of his thesis on things he saw at Galapagos.
So if somebody is out to get a tortoise, for instance, and they want to live their life with one, a tortoise is going to live past their life, correct?
Much, much past. The average lifespan of like the tortoise that I brought in here is about 238 years.
238 years.
Wow. So you don't pass them on to your children. You pass them on to your great-great-grandchildren.
Yeah, legacy.
That is very true. I mean, with birds, I know, for instance.
You know, with birds, you get longevity.
Yeah, you're definitely, if you're starting a bird out from a chick, you're going to be having, like with the parrots, not all parrots, but like your African Grey or your Amazons, they're going to live 70, 80 years. Yeah. But one thing that I find with parrots is they don't show their illness well. A lot of times they'll be on their perch and they'll just end up dropping.
Okay.
But with tortoises, do they show illness?
Well, and they can have illnesses. One of the tortoises that I have is a rescue, and its shell has pieces missing from the shell. And, you know, that's a disease that they can get because they didn't get enough calcium. People probably didn't feed them right. They didn't get enough nutrition. So even though that's healed now and he's doing better under my care, when he first was, you know, raised, he's got scrapes and you know, missing parts of his shell because of nutrition. But they can have variety. They can have parasites just like, you know, other animals can. They can have worms. They can catch respiratory illnesses, very susceptible to respiratory illnesses. So kind of just like us, and we give them medication just like you might give a person medication from time to time.
You know, I've seen tortoises, of course, at zoos and so on and so forth. And then, of course, the one that you brought in here with us in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But how's their temperament if somebody wants to have a tortoise?
Well, I mean, like any animal, you can have some that are good or bad. I mean, mine are so used to people because I've taken them on these library trips and such that mine have no bad temperament at all. I mean, you could probably put your finger right in front of him and he's not going to...
They won't bite.
And he won't bite you. But that's not saying that that's true of every tortoise. They can hurt you. I got to tell you, I mean, when you put a carrot, I show people how strong their jaws are when they do the presentation. I put a carrot stick there and they break snap that carrot stick in half with one little bite.
Well, I know with birds because I've gotten bit by
probably
parrots.
The very same. It's a beak type of thing, like your bird.
The beak goes right in. Like they bit me right down to my bone.
Oh yeah,
and then it's like a razor blade. They grind.
Yeah.
But with tortoises, I would imagine pretty much same thing.
Yeah,
I
mean, they've got very powerful jaws.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone and give us a call. Don't forget you can watch and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can also listen on Alexa. Just tell them CRN4, which is our network. Tune in. CRN4, tune in. On your smartphone, just hit #250. You can listen there. Or go to my website, talkinpets.com, no G in the talking, and click on Listen Live. And all of the shows are archived there as well, so you can listen to them at any time that you wish. But we'd like to hear from you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. When we come back, we've got a story from Michael Hambrick. This is Talkin' Pets.
There's somebody thinking of...
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica, experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
U.S. tariffs have disrupted the Swiss dairy market. To avoid a price collapse, farmers are having to reduce their herds. The Swiss dairy market is unbalanced, the NZZ am Sonntag revealed. The reason? U.S. tariffs on Swiss cheese and chocolates have reduced exports, particularly of Gruyere, and thus the demand of Swiss raw milk. At the same time, many farmers produce nearly 5% more milk than usual this year. This is thanks to the harvest of prime fodder due to favorable weather conditions. This has had a negative impact on producers. The price of milk has fallen up to 30 cents less per liter for some. This is why the Interprofessional Dairy Association, IPLE, has just issued an appeal inviting its members to reduce their production in its latest monthly report. The goal is to avoid a price collapse, says National Councillor Martin Huschbier, president of the Moo Cooperative, which brings together 3,500 Swiss milk producers. He himself has already had to send four of his cows to the slaughterhouse. Just like Christian Morrow, a farmer in Pierre Forestia, who has to slaughter 10 of his 110 cows, even though they were in good health. Switzerland has approximately 500,000 dairy cows. 85,000 are slaughtered in normal years, reports to NZZ am Sonntag. However, to reduce the current 5% milk surplus, an additional 25,000 would have to be slaughtered this year. However, the industry hopes to avoid this through temporary export support measures. The decision will be made by December, depending on the market situation, officials indicate. To limit slaughter, IPLE has already released an emergency fund of 11 million francs to support the export of cream and butter at cooperative prices of the world market for 9 months. The objective to sell off part of the milk surplus and stabilize the income of Swiss producers. Farberg dairy farmer Christian Morrow says he feels sick about having to part with his healthy cows. Despite a reasonable price of 2,800 francs per animal, he expects an annual loss of around 12,000 francs. Unlike others, he is not allowed to sell his milk on the international market as he is bound by an exclusive dairy contract to Gruyere label. If he were to sell his milk elsewhere, he would lead to drop the prices of this cheese, which would not be appreciated by other producers. His only option is therefore to reduce his herd. Reporting, visit Talking Pets Live for more on this story. Reporting live, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. You know, it's interesting, that story that you read, Michael, and I looked at it before, because of the fact that with the tariffs that are out there, it's hurting other countries, which in turn is hurting us, which in turn is also hurting farmers. So it's like a trickle-down effect of disaster. And it's really hard to see that these farmers, even outside of the U.S., are getting hit this hard, and then they have to butcher their cattle, which are good cows, like you said in the story, that they're healthy.
Yeah.
But they can't afford to keep them because they're not making any money to feed them.
Yeah. It really shows like what's happening here has a vast impact on their on the rest of the world.
Big time.
You know.
So. You know, a lot of people don't look at it that way, and yeah, something's got to be done. There's no doubt about that. But I wanted to ask you also, too, we talked about the temperament with the tortoise, Gino.
Right.
And what about accommodations? Like, if you want to set up for to have a tortoise, you can't just put it in the backyard, can you?
Well, I mean, as they get older, some of the tortoises grow to that size, but you wouldn't put a juvenile there. You set up a terrarium like you would for a lizard or anything like that. You would set them up as babies in a terrarium in the house. You'd put some plants in there, you'd put some dirt in there, some rocks and such. But like the tortoise that I brought here, he does live out in a pen in the yard. He's in a fenced off area that, along with another one, they live in the yard because he's old enough to fend himself off from any predators. You know, if a raccoon or a possum goes back there, he can protect himself.
Oh, wow. How's their memory? What's their memory like?
I mean, their memory seems to be fine. I mean, they certainly know when it's feeding time, and they react to colors.
Right. Okay.
The color orange, particularly, because they like carrots and they like pumpkin. This time of year, they're having a great time because they're getting lots of pumpkin. I go out there with an orange carrot, and they'll come running. You don't think tortoises can move? Walk out there with a carrot in your hand. You'll see some tortoises moving their happy little feet.
So I want to ask you too. You mentioned pumpkin, which is good for like dogs and everything like that. But I was reading where even the smallest portion of a bad pumpkin where it's molded can be bad for the animals.
I'm sure that's true.
So you got to be very careful. And I would imagine, you know, if it is going bad, it might not be such a good idea to give them the pumpkin, period.
No, I wouldn't give them bad pumpkin. But I mean, you can buy, what I mean by getting them now is you can buy so many pumpkins, especially after Halloween,
right,
you get them cheap.
But they're pretty much anywhere, you know, at this point.
And I just take them out. There's a band out there. They must have tortoises, because I go out there and I'm smashing pumpkins. That must be where they got their name from. They had tortoises and they were smashing their pumpkins. That's what you do. Watermelon, the same thing. You go out there and there's a little cinder block out there, and I take it and I throw it down and let it blow up on them, and then they go after the pieces.
You know who likes that too is my chickens. Watermelon or pumpkin or anything like that, they'll devour.
Yeah.
Temperature for tortoises. I heard 73 to 86 degrees is the range.
It depends on the species. I mean, it depends on the species and where the native species is from. You know, for like gopher tortoises here in Florida, you know, they can obviously survive even our winters here. The sulcatas that I use shouldn't be under like 40, 45. Like now with this cold front coming up on Monday and Tuesday, I'll bring them in the house for a couple of nights because that's going to be too cold.
Just to elaborate on that, we're getting a cold front down in the south. But up north, they've already got it.
Well, yeah, and, you know, 39 degrees of them is something called, that's everyday life since September. But here, we're going to get cold enough temperatures where I'll have to bring them in. And that's rare. I very seldom bring them in November.
So,
let the games begin!
So, this is Name That Animal Sound, if you still have your hearing on that one. But that was a little loud. But I'm going to play this animal sound, and if you can guess out what it is, we're going to set you up with a prize. And we have several, like, for dogs, cats, we have books, and so on and so forth. Scully 10X, the odor eliminator. But you got to identify what this is. Trying to tell you something. 818-818-6401. What animal makes that sound? 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and if you know what animal that is, we'll set you up with a prize. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
Michael Hambrick.
Talking Pets.
If you're feeling blue, all you have to do is call on me.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Out of Bath, New York. On October 4th, officers with the Bath Police Department entered a home, exuding the stench of death. Inside, a grim discovery was made. An abandoned and forgotten skeletal pit bull mix was locked in a crate, dead from starvation. According to the authorities, her owner, 23-year-old Zachariah D. Hill, has moved out of the residence approximately 5 weeks earlier, leaving his dog trapped in a crate with no food or water. The abandoned dog had survived for some time by eating its own feces. Investigators learned that Hill had been offered resources and assistance for the dog, but declined them. Instead, he walked out the door without a backward glance, leaving his crated dog to die a slow and agonizing death. Starvation causes immense physical and emotional suffering in dogs, leading to muscle wasting, organ failure, chronic pain, and psychological distress. It is a slow, agonizing process, causing constant suffering every hour and every day until death ends the anguish. In the days leading up to death, dogs suffer fear, panic, anxiety, and emotional despair. This dog suffered a slow, deliberate death because of Zachariah Hill's cruel actions. Starvation is not passive neglect. It is intentional, prolonged torment. Hill had made silenced for her forever, but this dog's life mattered. Please add your name to a demand that this man be held accountable for what he did to his dog. Visit animalvictory.org to sign a petition. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Something isn't adding up. This wild exchange you offer us. I gave my worst, you gave your blood. Seems hard to believe. You're telling me you chose the cross. You're telling me I'm worth that much.
Iguanas on Clarion Island, Mexico, arrived there long before humans colonized the Americas.
overturning the previous assumption that the iguanas were an invasive species introduced by humans. Biologists conducted DNA analysis and found that the spiny-tailed iguanas on Clarion Island diverged from the mainland relatives approximately 425,000 years ago. Humans are thought to have first colonized the Americas much later, at almost 26,000 years ago. This means that the iguanas beat the humans to the island by hundreds of thousands of years through natural outwater and overwater dispersal, likely by rafting on vegetation and mats. The discovery has become important, having implications for conservation, as the iguanas were previously part of an eradication program based on the incorrect assumption that they were an introduced species. Wildlife management experts will now consider the iguana part of the native wildlife on the island. This is Gino Sassani for Talking Pets.
Scaly skin, I like to swim out in the open sea. This is my turf, I love to surf. I'm gray and green and free, I'm an iguana. Down in Galapagos, I'm an iguana. The seaweed, I like the moss. Baggy skin.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk to you, of course, about your pets, your dogs, your cats, if you have a training or behavior question. But the expert is here today on reptiles. So if you've got questions about your snakes or iguanas or whatever you may have on that, you know, scaly type of the side of the planet, give us a call.
Huskies.
Yeah, Aurora. I do remember he's wearing Aurora's shirt, his dog.
Right, yeah.
I'm wearing your shirt.
I see that. Thank you.
Your music shirt.
I'm very thankful for that.
So.
Hey, I got an idea. We can play a game to pass the time.
Tell that little strange man in the corner that we are playing a game.
We are.
And people need to identify what creature this is. If you know what creature this is that makes that sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. Cat treats from Vitacraft, dog treats from Good Pets Foods, SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. We have a CD from Gino Sassani, In Cold Blood.
It's based on reptiles.
And also we have The Collapse of a Water Bowl. And we do have books. We have the dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we have a brand new book that came out, Pets, 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 from Chicken Soup for the Soul as well. And we do have a keychain for a kid. And we have the 2026 calendars. Did you get yours yet?
I did not get a 2026 calendar yet.
We're going to have you pick one out. So those are the you can go with a calendar, and that's from Workman Publishing. If you know what creature this is. I think it. I'll give you a hint.
What kind of hint?
I'll say kind of a weird hint, but it's a hint. Think knight in shining armor. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. What animal makes that sound?
You know, that kind of sounded like I did in the first song. So I was.
Oh my God! Sure. Get off that already. So
I could be self-evident.
Think knight in shining armor. I get that way.
Yeah.
Not as much as I used to. I used to be really bad with it, but.
Well, if you don't laugh, you cry. So I got to keep laughing.
I've cried this week. I've had a bad week, a very bad week, actually.
Sorry to hear that.
I want to ask you, because you did do a story on iguanas.
Yes,
so changing from the tortoise to the iguana because of that story that you read, do you find that a lot of people have those as pets?
Well, you know, actually, iguanas aren't legal in Florida anymore as pets.
They're not.
They're not, yeah. They've been taken off the list because of the invasiveness again, particularly in Miami.
Right.
There's this canal in Miami that you could drive by, and people do it purposely, like when this first cold front comes, because then you can watch them just falling off the trees.
Yeah, we've done stories on that.
Yeah, so they just go and there's like people take tour boats timed to watch the iguanas
because they're cold blooded.
Because they're cold blooded, they aren't dying,
and it gets too cold.
Yeah, they aren't dying, but they don't have the strength to hang on the tree, so they fall into the water.
Yeah, I mean, how big can an iguana get?
Oh, iguanas get several, 7-8 feet, and
huge. Wow. I mean, but
I have never personally seen one that big.
No, they
it
don't.
Sounds
get
like
that
a
way
Komodo dragon.
Yeah, they don't get that way as pets. But
so, do they grow based on their environment?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, where I saw the only place I've ever seen wild ones was down in Chichen Itza in Mexico, where my wife and I went on our honeymoon. We saw that they have reddish iguanas down there, and they were huge.
Wow.
Reddish marine iguanas, and they were hanging around the ruins, the Mayan ruins.
Yeah, I did the same thing actually in Mexico.
You may have seen them.
Yeah, and then like a bunch of people were swimming, and rather than going swimming, I went rock climbing, and I had my old, you know, what do you call it, recorder.
Yeah,
it was one of those real old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm up on the rocks climbing with that thing, taking pictures.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I put my hand up on one rock to boost myself up. I came face to face with the biggest iguana I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
and this thing's looking at me, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, and here's my camera, like, taking pictures. I got to find what I did with those. That'd be kind of fun. That'd be cool to
you
find
have a
them.
Close-up of them?
Yeah.
That would be cool to
see. Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing. I had a good time doing that.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. But they were everywhere down there.
They are. They're very. That's the most I've ever seen live iguanas anywhere in the world.
So when they become invasive to an area like, for instance, Miami or southern Florida, what do they eat? What do they terrorize? Basically,
well, I mean, they're not carnivores, so they're eating a lot of the vegetation. But they're eating vegetation that other animals would be eating. So what's happening? You get a lot of iguanas in the area. They'll strip the food that should be there for some of the, you know, the native animals that might have been there for, particularly birds.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that in Miami there are several bird species that have been outcompeted for food sources from the iguanas.
Wow.
Oh.
It's never a good idea to release, you know, I don't understand why they make them illegal to have them, because it's already illegal to release a non-indigenous species, and it's never a good idea to take a pet and put it outside, even if it's from that area. That's a horrible idea, and I don't know why people do that. It doesn't make sense to me.
A large amount of people do that.
Yeah, too many.
But the thing is, too, is you're right on that, because if it's kept in, you know, captivity for so long, it doesn't really know how to forage on its own and take care of itself and
it
battle
doesn't.
And so, I mean, it's used to actually having a human do that for it.
And here in Florida, we have the kind of environment where things can become quite settled. You know, I'm worried one of these days something like a Brazilian wandering spider, these big giant venom spiders, will get used to Florida, and we'll end up being out there having to watch what we step on.
Where are they from?
Brazil.
Brazil?
Oh, wow. Yeah, and we get them in our bananas, so, you know.
I mean, they have what are the snakes, big, long, the long snakes, whatever it's called?
Anacondas, pythons.
It's like the python hunts right now.
Yeah.
So,
if I saw a big spider like that, I would have a heart attack first. I do not like spiders. Those are the worst things for me.
I don't like spiders.
I'm just not spider friendly.
Yeah. Well, we get huntsmen in our house once in a while.
I've never had a big spider in my house, and
really?
I don't ever want to have one.
You're lucky.
Well, I would know if it's in here, because if you're a cat daddy like I am, those cats will find anything.
Well, that's true.
So any kind of a bug that's in the house, they automatically, I'm like, what are you playing with?
But these huntsmen, they like to go up on the top of your ceiling. You never see them on the floor. They're always up in the corners.
Well, if
we
I see one, I'm calling you. Come get it.
We used to have them. I always called them Rambo spiders, but they get big, and they run around at night doing recon.
I know Lexi, one of our producers on the show here, she had one in her house.
Yeah, in fact, I think she was talking about how she doesn't like spiders.
Yeah, she said it was like the size of her hand.
Yeah.
No, not me.
But we're talking about reptiles.
yeah. But it's the same point, is people do release non-indigenous species of any kind.
So I'm surprised nobody knows the answer to this creature. But when I said a knight in shining armor, I think that's a pretty big hint.
I don't get it.
And you will actually see them, not a lot, but you'll see them as roadkill. They actually tend to be on the side of the road. I've seen several on the side of the road.
I may know what it is then.
Yeah.
So what is it? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Give us a call. You'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us if you think you know what that creature is. And then you can win a prize, of course, here on the show. 818-818-6401. But, you know, I've never had an iguana as a pet, and I've never had a tortoise as a pet.
Yeah.
But with the tortoises, what kind of food do you feed them?
They're vegetarians. I mean, they eat lettuce. They eat
But isn't lettuce mostly like water? Do they get anything out of that?
But understand, that's where they get their water. Like the tortoise, there is no standing water in their natural environment. They don't sometimes even know how to drink water. They'll get it from their vegetation. Lettuce, carrots, bananas. They love bananas. Fruit, as long as it's not acidic fruit. Like, you don't want to give them oranges or grapefruits. But berries, bananas they love. Like we talked about, pumpkins, watermelon. You know, and they love the peel better than the banana. So when I eat a banana at home, we throw the peels to our tortoises because they love it.
Well, that's where the nutrients are anyway.
True.
I'm going to go real quick so we don't hold her over the break. Gina in Florida has a guess on what creature that is. Gina, what do you think it is?
Armadillo.
I would say congratulations.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks.
As soon as you said the dead ones, I kind of gave it away. I think that's my sister,
awesome.
Actually.
Awesome. Yep, you got it. You got it. So stay on the line and speak with Sydney, Gina, and you can tell her what you want out of the cat treats, the dog treats. We have the books, the CDs, like Gino Sasani's Reptile CD. It's a music CD, as well as the SCOE 10X Odor Eliminator. So let her know, and we got to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar has become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Out of San Francisco, California, residents near the Mission Dolores area of San Francisco are mourning the death of a 9-year-old cat named Kit Kat, who was allegedly killed this week by a self-driving Waymo car. As reported by Yahoo News, an anonymous 311 call report details what happened the night that Kit Kat died. The Waymo hit the liquor store's cat that was sitting on the sidewalk next to the transit lane, killed the neighborhood's baby. The Waymo did not slow down, swerve, or even try to avoid the cat in any way. Waymo should not be on the street if they can't spot small animals in the dark. People who loved Kit Kat has created a memorial outside of the liquor store, Randa's Market, where Kit Kat lived. Mike Zeden, Randa Market store owner, is touched by the outpouring of the love for this slain cat. It appears that Waymo has not responded to requests for a statement about Kit Kat's untimely death. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
So a Tesla can park itself, which is fancy. However, my Nissan has this feature where it'll beep loudly to let me know if my groceries haven't buckled their seatbelt. I am so excited for self-driving cars. Anyone else? I am very. Few people, right? Other people are afraid. Don't be. It's going to be great. Don't be scared. Ask yourself this. Have you ever walked into a grocery store and had those doors just, like, pinch you? Never, right? So imagine that automation technology improved by a factor of a million. That's what they're putting on cars. It's going to be okay. You still don't believe me? Would you rather there be like two dudes inside every grocery store just manually sliding those doors as your family walks in, right? One of the guys is texting, the other is high. That's what you want? Because when you're driving, that's what's happening around you constantly. It's usually older people, like much older people, who are skeptical of the idea of having a computer drive their car. Here's what I want to say. If you're like 70, 75 plus, and you're afraid of a computer driving your car, here's what I want you to do. Go to WebMD, where you can list your symptoms. Just go ahead and put in like every part of your body that aches or is immobile. Add the painkillers that maybe you take every day. I think you might find that the computer is skeptical of you driving a car. Last time that my car was dirty, my friend did the obvious thing, scrawled out, "Wash me," on the back window. So I went up to the side of his car with a key and wrote, "Touch me up."
Hey, And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
Michael Hambrick.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah,
it was. But he's right. I don't want him on this car.
I'll tell you, when I first got into the radio and doing the pet show way back when in 1990, there was a sponsor of mine that was our main sponsor, and Joe and Marcia owned the company. And they stayed with the show for many, many, many years. They were with me until Joe died of cancer. But I'll never forget, I would go to L.A. to see, like, Betty White and then Tippi Hedren and all. And there was an award show I used to go to every year. But I would spend time and have dinner with Marcia and Joe. And I'll never forget the one day Joe's like, "Hey, I just got a new car." And it was like a Mercedes or something back then. And nice car. And then we're driving. He's like, "Oh, Marcia will sit in the back. You sit in the passenger seat." And we're driving, and all of a sudden, I was like, "Joe, you're too close to these cars." And it was like, boom, boom, boom. He took off everyone's side view mirror. And I was just like, "Do you know what you just did?" And he was like, "I didn't do anything." And he just kept driving.
Yeah.
I was like, that's what I feel like a self-driving car would probably do.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they have barriers and so on and so forth, but...
Yeah, I don't trust them.
If they're running over things, though...
They are.
It's
like cats.
Right. Like Kit Kat.
Not good.
So that is kind of scary, though, when you think about it.
Little kids, anything. I mean, you don't know.
I don't know if I would actually be okay. I did it one time with my car, where there's a button in my car that I press. I didn't even know it was there.
You can do...
A friend showed it to me, and my car will drive itself.
Yeah.
And I did it in my car one night.
It can be nice.
I was petrified. I had my hand right on that steering wheel the whole time, because when we got into, like, a neighborhood where there was a crosswalk, the car freaked out. Well, and I freaked out.
Using them in the neighborhoods.
Yeah, so maybe not. Maybe they are just for highway.
Yes.
But... You know, I don't know. Self-driving cars can be very dangerous, not only to people, but pets. You know, it going to have a dog jumps out in front of your car or a cat?
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like it's, you know.
It may be smarter than us, but it doesn't know how to think the way we do.
Right. 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 You know,
it doesn't have the common sense. Yeah. We have the street smarts. We got that over the computers.
I agree. But it's weird because I've never had a newer car. Again, I work in radio. Thank you very much. And the thing is, with this car that I have, it has things that I've never seen in my life. And it has these little buttons and these sounds and everything that it makes if a car's too close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine does that too now. And now my chances of hitting the car have gone up because I just got distracted by this red
light
that just flashed at me while I'm trying to drive the car.
Exactly. So, it's just, I don't know. I mean, that's modern technology. But was it really that bad when we had control of our cars and we were able to drive them ourselves?
Well, we
have
texting
to...
and driving because we didn't have that.
We're just listening to music and
exactly
driving, right?
True. That is true. There's a lot of times I drive my car. I don't listen to anything.
Me too. I drive.
I like the quiet.
How can you do that? I gotta have.
It's like peace
in my head.
It's peace of mind. It's just sometimes I just don't want to hear anything. I just want to be able to think for myself. It's just, I don't know.
It's actually, see, as artists, that's when music and lyrics come in my head, when it's totally quiet. So.
Hey, I write music and I still want to hear somebody else's music while I'm driving a car, man.
But with my pets, though, if I leave the house, I mean, I do leave the TV on for them or music or something.
You got the TV on for the birds now.
I have it on all the time for them. I mean, unless it's dark. I mean, if it's bedtime, everybody's going to bed. But I do like to leave music on because of the fact that, it's comforting for them. They also get less stressed, like your cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Always leave some kind of a sound on in the house, because if it's too quiet, they're going to get stressed out that you're not home. But hey, don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet populations. Congratulations to Gina. She won the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. But I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
Michael Hambrick.
LostWorldReptiles.com.
LostWorldReptiles.com.
So if people want to find out more about that, and if somebody wants to find out more about your music,
they can go to Facebook, G.E. Sassani, or they can go to G.E.Sassani.com.
Sounds good. Once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Mm-hmm.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.